Hey, hi, and hello, guys. You're listening to Other Side Drive, and it's interview time. We've got the cover letter in-house right now. Say what up, guys.
What's up?
Hi. How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
First and foremost, can we get you guys to introduce yourselves and what you do in the band?
I'm Jacob. I'm the singer, guitar player.
I'm Jared. I'm primarily the bassist.
I'm Angie. I'm a singer and also the tambourine player.
That's right.
Yes,
it's a real instrument.
It is.
Like the electric triangle.
I have to practice.
Anything, anything could be an instrument. I watched someone one time use a George Foreman grill with a spoon and somehow made music out of that. It was absolutely insane.
I'll get there. Stop giving them ideas.
But, guys, let's get to it. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How did you guys form your band? How did that fusion happen?
Well, the band started back in 2013. It's actually just Jacob and I. And it was the same amount of instruments, but just two people.
Yeah.
So we would, we'd play like kick and bass and guitar and little piano. And Jacob had written a few tracks. And
if I hold this in my left hand.
Yeah.
And stand here, you can strum this.
Yeah. So, it kind of came together, and there were some songs that were, people were enjoying, our friends were enjoying and stuff. So we created kind of a band around that, and played the last few years with kind of a rotating group of people. And now, we have Angie, we have a pretty well locked in group, Angie, and the guys who aren't here, Evan, Patrick, and
Fletcher,
yeah,
the man.
It kind of came together organically, and we happened to get to play with some amazing musicians throughout the process, and it's all worked out very well for the past 4 years. So.
4 years.
Yeah.
Thanks.
How did you know each other prior?
Actually, we are products of Texas State.
We are. Yep. So we were roommates. I'm not going to date ourselves back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. We were in different bands back then.
It was not Southwest Texas, at least. So.
Yeah, it was not Southwest. It was still Texas State, so we're not that old. But, we were actually both in bands, and we played a lot in town here in San Marcos. And when both of our bands ended up dissolving at the same time, so we started playing together, and the rest just kind of fell into place.
When it was just you two, did you guys go by the cover letter then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we did. We came up with the name there. I don't know. We didn't. We never actually played because we just decided we're overloading. We're just like, oh yeah, this is cool. None of it makes any sense.
Yeah, we could record it, but playing it live became a problem. Playing bass, tambourine, and kick all at the same time, and then trying to play some piano with that was troublesome. So we built people around it, and then we started playing shows, and we're hundreds of shows deep, if not more. So.
So why the cover letter? Where did that name come from?
You want to take that one?
Well, we were both really unemployed at the same time. We actually worked together, too. We just, we were great friends.
Yeah, so we were blasting out resumes and stuff, and it was just
very relevant at the time.
Yeah, very relevant, and just cover letters are just such a document that's just like, you just gotta do it. And to me, the cover letter is just like our desire to just play music, and that's just what we want to do. We want to be full-time musicians, and we want to make a living on it, and just kind of symbolic, I guess. I don't want to sound too...
No, it's beautiful. Keep going. I've never heard this story.
Cover letter is to describe why you should have something.
Yeah, why you should have...
Exactly what it is.
Yeah, have something instead of just trying to chase down a job is basically what it is.
Huh. Your first choice was the resume, though.
That actually was on the board.
We went with that. Google.
Resume... The next band's
going to be the resume.
There's a band out there, the resume.
It'll be our middle band.
We want you.
Come check out our middle band.
Yeah.
And then the last one will be hired.
Exactly. Terminated.
That's going to be our biography.
That's going to be the old time when y'all are just old timers.
The reunion can be like
exactly.
The pension tour.
The pension tour.
But as you guys have mentioned, you're all multi-talented with your multi. Multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate? How you guys, your musical backgrounds, how you got there?
Yeah. We all play several instruments. We used to move around on stage and transfer instruments, but it just became very troublesome vocally, because now we all sing. So when you change mics, the EQs get kind of messed up. We still all write multi-instrumentally, but we kind of pick an instrument and stick with it, although there is still some transferring around.
Jared actually taught himself to play piano for this project, whereas I was originally a drummer. and started singing and kind of picked up guitar along the way. And so just it's nice to have different instruments from different people. And so everybody that's in the band really can play multiple things. Angie can play the guitar and the ukulele and stuff. So it's nice just to have different influence.
Yeah. But they don't let me, so it's fine. Just kidding. They're too good. They're way better than me. They don't need me to do it.
I mean, the other guys in the band, you know, Fletcher's a bassist and a pianist as well. And then Evan plays literally everything. I don't think
literally everything.
Play.
Oh,
yeah,
yes. Every instrument,
including his beard.
And he has a great falsetto. I know he wants to hear that.
I hope he's listening right now. Yeah.
How does that come into play while you guys are like producing music and creating music? You know, deciding who's going to do what, and do you just build off one person's part and go from there?
It really makes it a lot more collaborative, just because people can have an idea that you didn't have in the first place, but since everyone's so talented at all the different instruments, you can really come up with some really cool parts. It's really fun.
Yeah, well, we have a firm belief that no two musicians will play the same thing the same way. Even if they're playing the same chords and the same notes, it's going to have a different texture to it. So in the studio, it allows us to do a lot of, you know, if we're playing a guitar part and maybe want to overlay another guitar part, someone else can pick it up and give it a little different personality. And it really develops the music nicely. And you can tell from, you know, our EPs, and our next one will probably be even more different than these. But they, you know, each song you hear a different personality to it, depending on who's playing what.
Oh, nice. Well, I asked you guys this prior to us going on air. You're all locals in Austin, mm-hmm. but Angie's not. She was from Georgia.
Georgia.
Yes, good old Georgia. Georgia. But now having lived in Austin, what are some things that you guys like to do there?
I'm honestly a big fan of going to shows, and it's perfect because Austin just has that every night, wherever, whatever location, time, you can find something music-wise. And, you know, there's so much outdoorsy stuff. Even if you're in the suburbs, there's a trail like 5 minutes away. And so it's really nice. And I'm also just a big fan of, you know, movies in my home with my cats.
Oh, there they are.
Shout out to the cats.
Yeah, I mean,
I enjoy paying rent. That's my favorite.
I'll do that.
I get there. If I get that done, it's a good month.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we try to make it out to at least a show a week, for sure. That's most of our lives revolve around music. So we love supporting other musicians, and you know, and in kind, people enjoy supporting us. So,
who have y'all seen lately?
Oh man! Well, we went and saw Fair City Fire. We've seen.
Yeah.
Oh man!
I can't.
You guys are playing with them, right?
Yeah,
we are.
We're playing with them tomorrow night. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we catch shows all the time. Like the American Dreamers, a band that we like to go see a lot. Charlie's is probably our favorite venue. You can just wander in that place, and there's different bands playing every single night of the week. And you just get to discover all kinds of new stuff there. I really am drawing a blank on who right now. And you told me you weren't going to throw shoes.
Right, no.
That was the curveball.
Last time I was at Cheer,
what did I do yesterday?
I saw White Denim. White Denim was playing.
They had
three shows.
Yeah,
that was
nice.
Awesome.
They're very good.
That's
awesome.
And you have, like, all the local bands that are wonderful. And then you have, like, just the big bands that want to come to Austin because you can find any cool venue to go to. I saw the Wild Reeds last week at Sidewinder, which is, they're one of my favorite bands in May. And that's such a tiny venue. They're just, like,
so
strolling
intimate.
Around.
That's what
I
love about
know.
It.
It's perfect.
Yeah, Rick Shaw, Billy's Burger Patrol, who is actually one of our former members in that band.
Yeah, that's good.
We try and catch shows as frequently as possible, for sure. Sidewinder's a great spot, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Having mentioned that you guys go to shows pretty frequently, have y'all taken any influence from any local musicians there in Austin?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I think anytime as a musician, when you go and see someone else play, you kind of have that little spark in the back, and you're like, oh, that's nice. How can I not rip that off, but rip that off?
Can I build upon it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna take that and make it my own some way.
Music's collaborative in every way, and every show you see is gonna teach you something about it. I can't name one band, but I mean, you, like you said, you see someone do something live, you're like, that opens up some doors that I could definitely build onto. So, so it's a cool thing.
And from listening to music, I know that you know a lot of your songs are dual vocal projects. Are there any influence you take from, like, duo vocal acts that you guys grew up listening to or that you still listen to?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Like, if you can talk about that.
No. I was a huge Taking Back Sunday fan. They all know that. They're just like, don't talk about Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah, actually,
I love that kind of stuff and just the duets and interweaving vocals and stuff like that. So that was a big influence for myself.
I was a big fan. Brand new as well. So maybe we're dating ourselves.
Same band.
Same kind of thing. Fleetwood Mac. definitely with the male female harmony, kind of that they're the masters of that, of just utilizing, you know, those different octaves of hitting that harmony right. So that's another big one for sure.
Yeah, and we've learned that that's very hard to replicate. I grew up with a lot. I was a big fan of Regina Spektor and just like her, not necessarily, she's solo and has her, you know, own thing going on, but she harmonizes herself, and that's like kind of what I grew up doing.
Her voice is absolutely beautiful.
And I love her. She's always been my favorite.
That's talent, for sure.
Yeah.
So can you guys talk to us about how you, your songwriting process, how you guys go about collaborating and making your music, since, I mean, all of you guys, multi-instrumentalists, y'all, dual vocals, how does that process, seems kind of hectic. Can you describe it?
Exactly. What
dumpster fire.
A lot of yelling.
I mean, usually someone has an idea, they bring that idea to the table, and then it gets built up from there. You know, some of the newer songs are definitely very collaborative. A lot of times Jacob will write some of the lyrics, and him and Angie will get together and put together the harmonies on it, and then everyone will build up the actual music on top of that. We're big fans of time signature changes and key changes, so mm-hmm. that kind of comes in later. Usually we'll have like a steady kind of rhythm to it. Like Jacob will come in with like one riff, and then more riffs, and then a key change, and then rhythm change, and then so it's definitely collaborative. It's everybody involved.
It's a little different with every song, really. It just kind of comes together, and it happens. You just kind of roll with it. You just kind of learn to, if you hear something and you think something will work, try it and roll with it, and there you are.
Yeah, we wrote pretty much a new song this week, and some of it was actually Jacob and Angie were in the other room, and you could hear when they're singing the vocals, and then the other four of us were in like the music room writing the music to it, or developing like the progressions and stuff. So sometimes it's good to separate a little bit and not have six voices yelling over each other. So.
Oh yeah, I couldn't think, let alone do anything else with six people harping at me.
Only five of them have microphones, so.
Yeah. Yeah, the other one has a drum kit, though. So.
That's right,
it's
true.
He's going to be the loudest. So y'all's latest EP was released earlier this year in February. Mm-hmm. That was Cities Made of Sand. Have you guys been working on anything new since then? I mean, you just said you were working on a new track this past week.
We have. We've been doing a lot of writing, just kind of working on our collaborative sound with this current setup, and we've got some new stuff. We're going to be putting a lot of work in towards the end of the year, and hopefully we're going to have some new things rolling out at the beginning of next.
Yeah, that's the idea. Some new content, some live lively tracked songs, and then we'll do some studio stuff too. So, yeah, hopefully next year we'll have some new music for people to listen to. Trying to go for a full length album this time, but we'll see. See how many end up on the making the list. Every now and then, whenever you sit down to put things on an album, there's always a couple you end up X-ing off. So we'll see what happens.
Yes. That might be the hardest part. So.
Yeah.
The arguments begin.
Well, there you go. You answered my question. What's going to be what's the hardest part of making an album?
Cutting those tracks. Yeah, exactly.
It's just so permanent, I feel like. Because when, you know, right now, you know, you produce music, and if you decide to change it next week, it's...
That's there.
Easily. But I mean, I like now, because you're seeing a lot of even bigger artists that will release tracks, and then they'll take the tracks down and re-release tracks with sounding differently, or with different collaborative, you know, people in there, and just collaborating with more musicians. So, but yeah, picking the tracks and definitely saying that's it, and that's what we want, because if it's up to us, we'd re-record it.
A million times.
Stopping yourself. Yeah, that's probably the hardest
part. It's never perfect.
So you guys have a show tonight. Barrel of Fun. That's the location.
Barrel of Fun
after 8.
Yeah.
You guys can check that out in Austin. They're also going to be at Cheatham Street Warehouse tomorrow night with Riverside. And then y'all's next show is going to be a benefit in Houston at Warehouse Live on the 23rd.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. And I think there's 10 bands in all. It's headlined by our friends with Deep Ella is their name. They've been playing in Houston for a long time. But, we booked that right before the hurricanes and everything. And then, of course, when the hurricanes happened, we're like, we got to
help out. We can. Yeah, so. I'm actually from Houston area. So my brother lives in Houston. So his I'm from a little south. It's Lake Jackson, Texas. Shout out. And then, if you're from there, you're everywhere.
Yeah, he had a collapsed bathroom.
Yeah, my brother's ceiling fell in during the storm, so I did not make fun of him for that.
Is he okay?
No, he's great. His ceiling's not.
Well, that's good to hear.
Ceilings come and go.
That's right.
Ceilings come and go. Everyone's broken all the time.
Yeah, we got lucky. Nobody. A lot of our clip pens were affected, but no lives lost.
Yeah,
so
nothing too bad.
We're happy about that for sure.
And I was reading that you do guys have like a very emotional, you know, songwriting process. Can you talk about like what, how you personally invest into your music and what you hope to, you know, project to the people who listen to it, especially when you're playing live?
Perhaps upcoming emotions that we'll be feeling with this new album in the works.
We always try to be, I mean, I think when you really like what you do, it's easy to kind of just put yourself into the music, and when you're writing something and how you feel about it, and being, you know, not just the words you use, but the emotion behind those words, and how can you phrase things in a certain way that are going to make, you know, other people understand exactly what, you know, you're feeling. And then there's also the interpretive side of that, where you just kind of play off of what other people, you know, can take from that. And when you're playing, I always like to, I mean, play every song like it is my favorite song, because really, I mean, I wrote the thing, so why not?
I mean, yeah, I feel like there's a few different layers of it, because, I mean, the music kind of sounds very happy, I feel like. At least a lot of the songs kind of have a happy feel to it. Sometimes the lyrics are not so happy. But when we're live, I mean, anyone who's seen us will tell you that, you know, we're having fun, and we're there to have a blast and to make that contagious. And that's our favorite thing, is just having people have fun. So
yeah, really. If you like what you do, it's not hard.
Yep, exactly.
And if you guys have never seen the cover letter, we've actually got them live on one of our Studio C sessions, where you can check that out at ktswblog.net. But I think that's all we've got. Do you got any more questions for him, Geronimo?
Do y'all like Pie Society across the street?
Oh, yeah, y'all went to Pie Society before y'all came in here.
We stopped at Mecca. Yeah, that used to be Zen back when we were in college.
Back in the day.
That is
do your research. You can find out how old we are.
Yeah. That was, just a little kind of dive place, and now it's this big, nice room. So we were a little shocked walking in there.
But yes, what kind of pizza did you get?
Oh, 7-8-666.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of meat.
It's awesome. Like the two pepperonis and mushrooms?
It was like pepperoni, meatballs,
bacon, and sausage.
Oh wow!
Things that clog your arteries. We probably shouldn't have done it before playing a show tonight, honestly.
You're gonna be just burping nonstop.
Yeah, pre-show nap, you know.
Yeah, and we might have had a beer before coming here too. So.
Well, guys, is there anything you guys would like to say to our listeners?
I hope to see y'all soon. I mean, we'll be around. Follow us, know where we are, and come hang out with us. We like to meet people. So,
can you tell our listeners where they can find your music?
Yeah, you can go to thecoverlettermusic.com and pretty much find anything you need there, any social media and everything. So if you want to find us, that's the place to go.
Yeah, we love San Marcos. It's funny, last time we played here, we don't know a ton of people in San Marcos anymore, but last time we played, a bunch of people showed up in cover letter shirts, and we were like, oh, okay, we weren't expecting that. That's cool.
yeah, that's fun.
What a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, pleasant surprise.
But where did you get these?
They're going to be at Cheatham Street Warehouse on September 16th with Riverside Guys, so go and check them out. But until then, thank you guys so much for coming in to KTSW's Other Side Drive.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you.